It's been a very long time, and that's putting a lot of stress on people to actually waiting for these reports to come forward. The minister has now received the final report, and he informed me in the Dáil last week that he is waiting until early January to actually publish the reports, and he's going to make the report available to the survivors first of all, so that they can have heads up on the report before it's published in the media, which I think is the right thing to do. It's difficult. Hopefully he'll be able to keep it out of the media for the next over the next period, so that the survivors can actually be the first to see the report.
Another thing that you're looking for in tandem with people being able to access this report is supports for them thereafter.
That's right. That's vitally important, because every time these reports are published and stuff like that, it's probably going to bring back feelings and the sense of loss and people that people have in relation to their time in the mother and baby homes. And you know, so the supports need to be in place to ensure that everybody can get the support that they need and be able to get through what is going to be a very difficult time for them one way or another. Even if it provides all the information they're looking for, the sense of closure and that will be required to be dealt with as well. So I think that's vitally important.